You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You saw it all play out. We'll get to the Tatum injury, but pre-Tatum injury, the Knicks won this game. They took control back of that game last night at the world's most famous arena. Crowd was into it. They were behind the team. Team played their best game of the postseason and were going to beat Boston regardless of the Tatum injury. But that was the complete opposite, the perfect recipe for success, and now they are one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals.
Dude, what a night. I mean, I said Brunson was going to have 40, almost did. Needed a big game from Cat, played well. Mikal Bridges was phenomenal. I mean, last night was what you kind of, you dream about, what you think about when this team was put together. All right, if the pieces fit, if everything starts to mesh, what could they look like? Well, that's what they could look like. I'm with you, by the way. It stinks for Tatum. We will get to that more thoroughly later. But the Knicks had this game won because the guy that, if he doesn't show up and be the superstar that he is, the Knicks go nowhere. I mean, the other pieces are good. The other pieces are nice when they work. But Jalen Brunson is just unreal. And that play, what was it like in there? Place must have been absolute. The start when they're down 16-4 versus when things were popping.
Yeah, well, remember, too, it was a slow start, but it wasn't a prolonged thing. They kind of got right back into it. So it was like, you know, Celtics not missing a shot. Here we go again, potentially. Knicks struggling to score. Here we go again. But they got right back into it and made the game. And I was saying to myself, just keep it to within six or fewer going into the fourth quarter and they'll be fine. Obviously, it was even better than that. They went on the run in the third quarter. Place was electric, but two things happened, and really it's more than two things because we mentioned Towns and OG. Everybody contributed, which was nice to see. Even the bench a little bit outside of campaign, but the bench contributed. But Brunson took the game over, and Bridges murdered the Celtics with the mid-range jumper, the jumper in the paint, abused the Celtics with that. This is something the Knicks didn't have access to a year ago, with the potential of four guys taking over at any moment or scoring at the level that you need to score. The Knicks are going to have to score in the high 100, you know, 120, whatever, 110, to be able to beat the Celtics. It was 120 last night. They have to be able to do that, and they did. But because of those players that they have with that talent that we've talked about, that's why I love the Bridges trade to begin with, just because of the talent. Was it going to be a perfect fit? We had to see it play out. Is it redundant with OG Anunoby? Maybe. Is Karl Anthony Towns going to be a big enough superstar? Well, last night you saw the perfect recipe where Towns contributed, Brunson took over the game, still had to go for almost 40, like you said, and Bridges, absolute beast with those short jumpers, dominating the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, the only thing that really kept it from being an absolutely perfect night, like if Campaign would have drilled a couple of those shots, he was an absolute disaster.
We were watching him in the warm-ups coming out of the first half.
Uh-huh.
Dude, he was like 0-for-8, even with just, I was like, Cam, might be time to sit this one out.
The problem is there's really no other options, but certainly not here to ward it down an awesome night. But I'm just saying, like, everything else was almost perfect. Knicks rebounded, offensive rebound. They made a lot of adjustments on defense. And the thing about Bridges here, too, like, I love it. It's not like they were running plays for him where he's coming off picks and he happens to be wide open and he's got to shoot, which is not a bad way to play either. But he was making a concerted, conscious effort where he's like, I'm getting the ball and I'm going hunting shots.
Right.
Like he said, I don't know if he said to himself literally, but he just, he looked different. He looked driven. He looked possessed. He was... The knock on him, and we're so far past the five first-round picks and all the other stuff, the only knock on him is that sometimes he's a little bit too accepting of not carving out more of a bigger role within this offense. Well, last night he said, give me the rock. I'm going to get some shots. And he was money.
But the fact that you have guys like that, that could, well, we talked about it, with the Knicks have those four guys that at any moment could take over the game, where Boston, they have their two superstars in Tatum and Brown, and the other role players. You saw what White could do. We know what Pritchard could do. The other role players that make the pieces seem to fit a little bit better. What would went out, and again, I know now the Celtics are significantly banged up, but last night, pre-Tatum injury, what won out was the talent of the Knicks knocking down those shots. Well, I just didn't think their team last year was built to be able to do this. Their ceiling, were they going to reach their ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
But we finally saw, we haven't seen it really in the postseason to date. Prior to last night, we haven't seen this team click the way that they did last night on all cylinders, where everybody was contributing, a little from OG, a little from Towns, and a lot from Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges.
I don't know how you don't start to look a little forward here in your own mind. Like, it's a balancing act. It's a tough one, all right?
Well, I mean, dude, there's, what are you talking about? How forward?
There's obviously a lot of discussions to have here, but I don't know how you don't go to bed last night saying, I feel terribly for Tatum. He's done for the series. Yeah. You know, obviously, keep an eye on the other series. We know what's going on there. We know that home court advantage could unexpectedly shift to the Knicks here in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's, in a lot of ways, it's... It's surprising, but it really shouldn't be, because, again, the Knicks were on the short list for a team that was supposed to be a championship team this year. So it doesn't really matter. Like, I know we all want this straight path, this straight shot, A to B, put the microwave on, cook things up, let's go. It doesn't always work that way. It has not been linear. It's been some twists and some turns. And by the way, the Celtics are not dead yet. They are absolutely not. I expect them to come out the next game and be absolutely possessed to a man to try to win it for Jason. But, you know, last night was the first time where I really started to think big picture, like, huh, maybe we're in the middle of something crazy and magical happening here.
See,
I feel it.
Where I would disagree is that last night, I told you even going into yesterday, if the Knicks won, that I still wouldn't feel, and I said this early, you know, last week, whatever, until the Knicks put the Celtics away, I'm not going to believe it because of the champion.
Yeah, I remember saying.
But what changed that was the Tatum injury. If the Knicks would have won last night and Tatum was healthy, I still would be saying, all right, it's great to be up 3-1.
Sure.
3-1.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be a tough out going back there, then having the pressure to try to close it out here before game seven, potentially back there. Without Tatum, I think the Celtics are toast. So now I'm not.
You don't think they get one more?
No, I don't. I think it's over in five. I think the Knicks, I wouldn't. Now, again, what's the difference? I think the Knicks are winning. Point is, my gut all along was not convinced that the Knicks were going to win this series.
Yeah, yeah.
Up 2-0, even up 3-1 with the thought of up 3-1. Once Tatum goes down, I think that's it. That's the gut punch. I don't see any way the Celtics get off the floor in this series. Now, I'm not pushing it beyond that. Mm-hmm. I still want to see them win this game. But for the first time, because of the way that the Knicks played, but more so because of the Tatum injury, I think the Celtics are done.
Well, I said to Sal yesterday, like, one of the things, aside from just, you know, having a chance to win a championship, that we miss about these Knick runs that we were used to, if you're old enough to have gone through the 90s, obviously, and before that in the 70s, if you're that old, where it's just these emotional gymnastics that we do. You know, one day you feel this way, the next day you feel completely galvanized, the next day you're beaten down. But I think this takes the cake. The emotional roller coaster for this particular series. Now, I went into the series, I didn't think the Knicks had a chance. I didn't think they'd win. I didn't know if it would be five. I said it on the air, they're not winning. Then they win the first game, and that offered hope. Not overwhelming confidence, but I'm like, all right, there's a little ray of light. You stole a game, home court advantage. Yeah, but when they won the second game, just based on the fact you only need two more, and now you come to the Garden, now I feel like, not crazy over-the-top cocky, but good. As good as I could, and as good as I have felt all year about the Knicks getting to the conference finals. Then Saturday's massacre came, and I got on the air yesterday, and I said, hey, listen, if the Knicks don't win tonight, meaning last night, they will not win this series. They won tonight, they will win the series, they will play whomever comes out of the Cavaliers and the Pacers, and we'll deal with that when we deal with that, but they're moving on to the conference finals.
Right, but the reason why I feel like I've been consistent with this is because of the talent. That's what I've been saying to you all year long. I never believed that last year's Knicks, DiVincenzo and Hartenstein, could beat the Celtics, period. With catastrophic injuries, who knows? But I didn't think the Knicks had the talent to beat the Celtics. This year, I wasn't sure because I knew the Knicks had much better talent. It was going to be a tough ask, obviously, to go out in there and beat Boston. But, I mean, based off of last night, you saw the way the Knicks could play when they put it all together, how dominant they could be. And even with that, like I said, I still wouldn't be sure. The Tatum injury changed everything. You can't take the best player off the team, plus the other stuff like that, and they're up 3-1. That's why I feel confident with it. But the talent, BT, to me, is the difference where I didn't think the Knicks had it in them last year. I wasn't sure what we were going to see in the postseason this year with this iteration of the Knicks the first time, which is why I wasn't ready to put them to bed. And I've always, in the NBA especially, take the talent. Take my chances with the talent where anything could happen. And now who knows what could happen beyond this. But still work to do here. It's just, to me, the series changed for good with the Tatum injury, assuming he is going to be out.
Well, yeah, I mean, the series changed, and that's why I say big picture. So much has changed, but... You know, I remember saying yesterday, like, okay, there's no way the Knicks are coming from behind from 20. Like, they've got to win a different type of game. Now, I thought they'd have to play much better from the opening tip. They fell behind 16-4. You know, White was red hot, and then Tatum went bonkers, and that Tatum-Brunson show was unreal. But that's the most complete game the Knicks have played probably in the entire playoffs here against an opponent that was red hot, that was back to doing what they do. Hey, I feel terribly for Tatum. Nobody felt badly for us last year. Let's go.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mark is in Brooklyn, who I ran into last night outside of the world's most famous on the subway as we were going back downtown. He said, I'm going to call you guys tomorrow. Listen all the time. Here he is leading us off. What's up, Mark?
Sal, I had to call early. I have about 30% of my voice right now, and in a couple hours, I won't have any of it. So I said, I got to get the call through. What a night. What a night. I am 27 years old. I texted my family after game one, the big comeback in Boston. And I said, that's the best Knick game I have seen in my life so far. And the key words at the end, gentlemen, were so far. BT, you just hit on it. Last night, this has been an interesting playoff. We had a series with Detroit that we won. But it was gritty. We didn't really win it our way. Inconsistency from the guys at the top. Then we go up 2-0 Boston, but we're still not playing great. Last night was the night. We put away any talk of playing with house money or a 2-3 year window or even, and I've been on this team, but even firing Thibodeau, last night put that to bed. This team is ring hunting. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No more talk about doing it at home. No more talk about not being able to beat legitimate teams. This team showed last night what a championship team needs to show. The Garden showed up. The Knicks showed up. We're not done yet, boys. We're not done yet.
Well, boy, Mark.
Thank you for the call, Mark. Nice. Great running into you, and we're glad you give us a call here and lead us off on this Tuesday morning here. Here's the thing, BT, that we talked about this last week. When you're up 2-0, in the semifinals here, looking at the path ahead, you got to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark is right. Like, I don't feel the need to spin it forward, but we need to live in it now because the reality now is not, oh, well, what could happen here? What might happen there? Where are the roadblocks? The reality, forget the windows, forget Tibbs and all that. The reality of where we're at right now, the Knicks have as good a chance as anybody else to win the NBA title. And I would just take it each step of the way here. They're up 3-1 on Boston, on the verge of putting the champion who is now wounded out to pasture this year. We can look at the Pacers, we can look at home court, all that stuff moving forward.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
But this is right now the run that you want to be in the middle of where the Knicks are at right now.
Yeah, and I don't have an issue looking ahead and doing the juggle. Like the game 5, game 4, game 3, game 6, whatever, next round. Like once the game starts, I am locked in like a lunatic. But the days before and the days after, I'm okay with talking about what could happen. I'm okay with looking ahead. That's just me. I've never had a problem doing that. But last night should also be a reminder when Jason Tatum fell to a crumping heap on the floor, right? This is why the house money moniker, it drives me nuts. Because just let's push this forward to next year. Just theoretically, right? Let's say the Knicks get two great bench pieces. Everybody else is back, but they get a sniper and they get a big who can actually shoot some free throws, right? And the Knicks win 56 games and they're the one seed and we're sitting here, which is possible, right? And we're sitting here. And we're all year, these different checkpoints from the start of the season to the start of the playoffs, where we are assuming and assessing the Knicks' ability to win a championship. And then I'm not even going to say the name, but then a player like Tatum.
Whoever, yeah.
That happens to the Knicks. Championship run over.
Right.
You don't know when you're going to be back in this position. So it's a delicate juggle. Not everybody wants to do it. I get it. I respect it. But I cannot help but look at, you know, hosting the conference finals now.
Right.
Well, that's what's going on.
That to me is different. They're one game from that. I thought you were talking about pushing it forward to the championship.
Not
stuff.
Even. Just okay. Sticking in the East
yeah,
here.
Well, I mean, they're one win away from the Eastern Conference finals. So that to me is not pushing it forward. That's kind of in the moment. The reason why I say like, okay, well, oh, the Knicks can win a championship. Yeah, obviously. Could they win a championship? They're one win away from being a Final Four team. With home court in these, like, obviously they could win the championship. And I think if you get to that, you start losing the appreciation for what was a terrific performance and a great night all around last night. Enjoy the run. We're in the midst of it. You could also push it forward and say, well, I don't think that this guy's the right piece. I don't think this guy's the right head coach. You want to push it forward that way? Like, we've had that conversation.
I don't think the time for that is now. I think there was. I think there was a time for that, like, during the season or coming into the season. I think right now. And I'm not going to focus on Tom. Like, Tom Thibodeau, unless the Knicks were to get absolutely strategically undressed in a game, you know, whether it's, you know, next game against the Celtics or next round against whomever, well, then that's a part of the daily conversation. But, like, the big picture of, like, Tom Thibodeau's job security, that's where I push that to the side. Because that gets in the way. Now, maybe some, I feel like most do.
No, right now.
At this point.
Well, you're saying that it's not. Yeah,
I don't think most people are. I think most people are in a good spot.
Of course.
Feel great.
If
you're not feeling great now, just hang it up.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What are we doing? Rob is in Tom's River. What's up, Rob?
Robbo.
Gentlemen, what a wonderful Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Sal, first thing, my condolences,
Thank
Sal.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
But super quick, BT, while Sal was out, I called you last week after game one, and I said if the Knicks play the majority of this series like they did on that 33-11 run in the first game, we would close this series out in 5 games. And you laughed at me. And you said, you told me not to get too ahead of myself. And here we are.
Yeah, I mean, all right, so you're taking a little bow. That's fine. I get it. But by the way, you can say that about any team. If they continue to play on 33-6 runs, whatever it was, that they're going to win.
No, absolutely.
You know,
but Yeah. And I don't mean, good call. I'm not talking, you know, anything down on you.
No,
but
I don't take it that way. No, I'm thrilled. It's all good, man. I love when it's my team and I'm wrong or on the precipice of being wrong and somebody else is right and I benefit. I'll do that all day. I don't care.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Sal, you'll appreciate this, and I think you'll agree. I have not had this much fun of a fan of any of my teams in the playoff runs since the 2015 Mets. I've never had this much fun rooting for a team.
And I think, Robin, thank you for the call. I also think it's still early here. Like, this is the second round. Now, I know it feels different because it's Boston and the champion, but we're just getting started. The first round was nice. Second round, the Knicks have been here before. This is their third year they're in the second round. What they haven't done has been to the next round. So now with one more win, which seems likely because of the situation with Boston, three games to go, you got to win one. I mean, if they didn't, it would be catastrophic at this point. We talked about it. We talked about it being a disappointment if they lost after being up 2-0 coming home, up 3-1 with Tatum out.
Like, yeah.
There's no way you could justify losing the series at this point. But now, once they win one more game, whether it's Wednesday, whether it's Friday, whatever, now you're in uncharted territory in a very long time. Now, to me, it starts to become really fun and really real with, hey, you win four games against a team that you're at least as good as, if not flat out better than, with the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to pay them back for what happened last year. Mm-hmm. To talk about getting to an NBA Finals, like, this is now in the midst of, and that's what I'm saying, BT, right now, we said this a week ago, so it certainly pertains to today. This might end up being the best chance that the Knicks or this Knicks group has to win a championship.
Here's the irony. Like, if you told me at the start of the season, hey, Knicks will be up 3-1 second round of the playoffs here, I'd be like, yeah, it's kind of what I expect here.
Right.
But
didn't know Boston would be the opponent at that point.
For sure. But I also didn't think it would look this way. That's the interesting thing about this. It has not been easy. It has not been smooth. It hasn't meshed the way some of us thought. But that's all expired. Look at where we went away from moving on.
Take that L, Everlast, and Boston.
I came to win. Battle me. That's so soon.
Now, Knicks fans were classy when Tatum went down. First of all, dude, just watching it real. Now, I'm behind the basket, row 3, so kind of up the second level, but row 3. So
on the side of the basket where
right,
he got
right
hurt.
Where it
okay, gotcha.
So he's kind of right in front of me, and you see the play develop. Knicks take the ball away, and I have not seen that in person like that where he is just... You could see the pain, even from the 200 level, spinning around the floor. And I'm like, oh.
Yes.
And Knicks fans were chanting his name a little bit and trying to encourage him, obviously, after he was getting carried off the court.
The wheelchair.
Horrific. You don't want to see that at all, obviously. And I do think the Knicks, you know, the game was in hand at that point. I never felt like the Knicks, at that particular point, I forget the exact score, how much time
they were up by 9 with 3:03 to go. Knicks were going up 3-1, whether he's healthy or not.
Exactly. But that injury, there's no doubt it changes the landscape of the rest of this series.
It's crushing. And really, it might change the landscape of his career. I mean,
you're talking about next year.
Let's say, all right, they're going to have the imaging today. It's going to be Achilles.
What do you think? Rupture Achilles, right?
I think a full rupture of the Achilles. That's what I believe. Non-contact, everything, every sign is there. When he went to plant and push, it was a non-trauma. Like, there was no blunt trauma like four. Just brutal. Horrendous, right? So let's say, because probably swelling has to go down, blah, blah, blah. Let's say he has the full procedure June 1st. You know, you're talking July, August, September, October, November, December, January.
It's going to take a full year, no, at least.
I think 2026 really in jeopardy. Like, it's one thing for Rodgers at the age of 40 and 41, like, to come back in. Yeah. I mean, this man he's in his prime, he's in his 20s, and he's built on explosion, elevation. You know, I do think he'll still eventually rediscover his way. But he's not playing for a long time.
And then you worry about or wonder about when he does come back, if he's going to be the same. That's a potentially significant injury.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is.
To your point before about the windows, you just don't know. You don't know in life. You don't know in sports, certainly. When you're there, you got to take advantage of the opportunity. And the Knicks have a great opportunity right now. They have since they stole game one, stole game two. And now... This up 3-1 with Tatum out, with looking at what's going on with the Pacers and Cavs series, got to take advantage of it.
You have to, and they will, and they'll move on. And to your point about the taking advantage of this is that, think about from a Yankee perspective a year ago. Now, you knew that they needed to do more things. But if you get to the World Series, you're like, okay, you had to resolve the Soto stuff and obviously make some moves here. Yeah. But, you know, Gerrit Cole, you're thinking, all right, he's our horse. We got him. We're in the World Series. We'll do this and that and do this and that. Gerrit Cole's not going to throw a pitch this year, so you just don't know.
BT and Sal on the fan talking Knicks victory, 888-808-1019, 1-1 away from the Eastern Conference Final. Look, any time that something is about to happen that hasn't happened in 25 years, it's a big freaking deal. There was a point in my life, BT, where I felt, and I've said this many times, like, the Knicks, they'll never not make the playoffs. What are you kidding me? Like, to think, if you grew up in the 90s, that the Knicks would ever miss the playoffs, which was a given back then. Mm-hmm. It was a given. It was even a given that they get to the second round. So you go from that mindset to then watching them for the better part of the last two decades to where it's like, oh, crap, Eastern Conference Finals? Are we ever going to see that again?
Yep.
And now we're on the verge of that and potentially more.
Well, the crazy thing, Sal, is that I referenced Bernard King.
Yeah.
And I think in my mind, like, I think that I watched him play probably more than I really did. Because I didn't have MSG. They weren't on network TV. Really, my first real true Knick playoff memory was, ironically, with Pitino. So they go into the final game, ironically.
He was there last night, right?
Yeah, he was there.
Okay, yeah.
Sitting next to Clyde. He was right there with Clyde Frazier, Rick.
They didn't show him on the big screen. At least when I saw Clyde, but okay.
Maybe he's trying to see if Clyde can come around the point. Yeah. Maybe get a couple more minutes out of him. He got everybody else coming in. Anyway, so he's coaching the Knicks after Providence, of course, right? And the Knicks hadn't been in the playoffs for a couple years because, you know, Bernard ripped up his knee and they were horrible, and that's why they got Ewing first overall pick in 85. Long story short, they go to Market Square Arena, play the Pacers last game of the year, and I believe this is Mark Jackson's rookie year, and Steve Stepanovich, this big, gangly, tall, white guy, misses the jump shot at the buzzer. Knicks get the rebound. They make the playoffs. They weren't a great team. I think they may have been 500 or slightly under. But the point is, from that point forward, it was pretty much on autopilot for 15, 18, 20 years. Knicks are a playoff team.
Right.
And then for 10, 12 years, the expectation was, we're going deep every year. And then that went away. So this is the younger generation's first, you know, introduction, like me with Pitino and you with Pat Riley. Here we go.
And it's year three, or whatever year from Tibbs, but year three with Brunson leading the way here in the postseason. And they're still trying to ascend.
Yeah.
They're climbing the ladder here. And it would have been frustrating, regardless of who they're facing, and in this case, it's seemingly the roadblock with the Celtics, it would have been frustrating to get bounced again in the second round, like the semi-Sixers, who I refer to them as the semi-Sixers because that's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been frustrating. They're one win away now from ascending and getting to that next level.
With home court advantage, possibly.
BT and Sal on the fan. Adam is in South Jersey. What's up, Adam?
Oh, he's going to be fired up.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful morning, boys. It is awesome. Let me tell you something, guys. I believe in fate, and I even believe in the basketball gods, right? And the basketball gods were cruel to us last year. We had injury after injury after injury. We watched an Indiana team that was not as good as us beat us in Game 7 with basically one starter and four subs on the floor. Now, this year, the basketball gods have looked at us and said, all right, guys, it's your turn. Take out the champs, and then you're going to get Indy again with your full team this year. I am now full belief the Knicks are destined to go to the finals. What happens there, I don't know. But I believe they are going to finish up Boston Game 5. Mikal Bridges is going to continue his ascent. Then they're going to go into the Eastern Conference Finals and get payback. I'm looking forward to it. Go New York, go New York, go. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, there you go, Adam. And awesome. That's an understandable feeling today, BT, and thank you for the call. I think you have to feel as confident, regardless of what anybody felt going into the season or into the series, right now, I think everybody should be in unison saying that you feel as confident as you can possibly feel about the Knicks, whether it's this group or whether it's just the Knicks in general, as you have in a very long time for all the reasons Adam just mentioned.
Feel awesome. However, let me just shoot one cautionary flare across the basketball universe. I don't think the Celtics can win three games without there's no chance, okay?
Right.
But I do think Game 5 is going to be brutal. I think that because of Tatum's status, the way he's revered in that locker room, I could see the home crowd. I can see a little Boston, and not quite the old Boston Garden, but you know what I mean, Boston Garden magic. I could see there being a Game 6, and then I could see the Knicks closing them out in Game 6. But I don't think that the remainder of this series will be without sweat. This is a proud champion. Jaylen Brown could drop 30. They could still shoot. You know, KP could wake up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just,
is he?
I, I still think it probably goes six. I don't think they're dead yet, but the Knicks will advance.
Interesting. I think it's over in five. I would be shocked if it's anything other than that. I feel like the heart and soul has been ripped from the Celtics here. The one thing that I thought you were going to say is that I could see proceed with caution because if you're the Pacers, they are looking at this like, oh, look at what's happened here. We took advantage of a Cleveland team that is banged up. We have a 3-1 lead, and we got the champion potentially out. We'll be facing the Knicks team who we beat a year ago.
Yeah.
And the Pacers are a dangerous team. It's not like they're a walkover.
They're very dangerous.
You're going to have to earn it.
They're dangerous.
Halliburton's going to drive us nuts, assuming that the Knicks win one more game. Reggie Miller on the call is going to drive us nuts.
Siakam's very good. Yeah, they got some bigs who could shoot. They're tough.
I do think, though, that payback is a you-know-what. And
Knicks and the Hicks.
Yeah. Let's go. Oh, baby. Pete is in Seaford. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. What an electric night last night. You know, I just want to make sure, and I know everyone on hold, you guys know this, we are witnessing a player in Jalen Brunson who is one of the, not just Nick all-time playoff killers, but an all-time playoff killer. This man has more points through 10 games in the postseason this year than I think anybody in the history of basketball on a 10-game for the first 10 games of a given playoff.
I saw that stat. That's true. Yeah.
I mean, we are witnessing greatness. He is in the prime of his career. And what a change of fortunes that this playoff has represented. I mean, you had a national media that had declared the Celtics team a dynasty before they even won a second championship. And now they're staring down a $500 million payroll with their star player, as you just said, possibly missing the majority, if not all, of next season, depending on an MRI result today. We were talking about, is Tom Thibodeau the guy for this team? Not 3 weeks ago. And now he has been, BT, you said it earlier, you know, could Tibbs get out-coached? Tibbs has done the out-coaching so far in this playoff. He undressed Bickerstaff for the second time in 3 seasons of the first round, and he's out-coached Joe Mazzulla in the second half of all but the, you know, the last game when, you know, the ball was just going to the bucket for Boston. And, you know, coming out of the first quarter last night, Tatum pulls up, hits those three consecutive threes, and you're thinking, oh, boy, this is the game. Mm-hmm. This is the game. The basket might as well be 10 feet wide for this guy. Yeah.
Well, and not just Tatum. White couldn't miss either.
No, White was even better.
In the first quarter.
Yeah.
In the first quarter. But you know what? Again, even before the Tatum injury, Boston goes away from their offense. They're dribbling up the ball between the legs, pulling up from 30 feet. Tibbs has done a remarkable job keeping Towns and Robinson on the court at the same time, keeping the Knicks out of foul trouble so they can't do the hack of Robinson to put him to the line. What an absolute masterclass by Tibbs and Brunson. Really changing not just the fortunes of the Knicks, but really the NBA landscape over this playoff.
Well, here's where, and thank you for the call, Pete. For me, BT, this is now where legends are made. Like, I know there's been a lot of flowers thrown toward Brunson. You have done that, saying he's the greatest Knick you've ever seen in your life. For me, I needed to see a little bit more. Not him individually, but team success. To me, getting to the second round is not a great accomplishment. It's an accomplishment, certainly from where the Knicks were from, but now it's starting to get real here. Now we're talking about getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now we're talking about potentially beyond that. This is where legends are made, and in the biggest game to date, where it might not have been a literal must win, but the Knicks had to win that game last night, Jalen Brunson took...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The damn game over, like he's done before. The difference is he did it against the champs.
Mm-hmm.
He did it against a team that was supposed to be able to shut him down. And he did it at home in front of his crowd to take commanding 3-1 lead. Obviously, it was more than just Brunson. But when he took the game over, he took it over when he needed to, and he was effective doing it, and it's not the first time he's done it.
He does it all the time, man. He's just now you stamp it with a deeper run. That kind of changes the conversation. You know, I kind of separate the two, so obviously you know where I stand on him as a Nick all time. But, you know, we talk about how he's a great player, and it's so obvious. The footwork, you know, the drills, the angles, the anticipation, the fault, like the touch, all that stuff, right? I think his greatest attribute very well might be his unflappable nature. You look at him, I remember there was a shot in the Detroit Pistons series. I forget which game. I mean, they all blur together after a while, but it was a pretty, I mean, I'm sweating. I'm like, and he's just got a towel in his mouth on the bench, staring ahead at Thibs. And I'm like, no, he's got it. He's fine. And whether you're up 15, whether you're down 15, whether he's dropping 39 or 40, whether he's 3 for his first 12, he is the same dude. You might see him flail the hands here and there at a ref, but you never really see him bark at a teammate. You never see him lose composure. You just never see him get off balance, and that is amazing.
His heart, his clutchness, his determination, his attitude, all of those things are what make Jalen Brunson so special. I have a hard time watching that. I saw it once on replay on the way home last night. So, you know, prayers with him and his family. Hopefully he gets ready to get back at some point, you know, next year, whatever it may be for Oswaldo, but the Yanks rolling. You know, I'll say this. I was getting texts last night, like after the game, and people were like, oh, Knicks, yeah, and the Mets won two on a walk-off. And I'm like, the Mets? The Mets won on a walk-off? Like, no offense, but it's all about the Knicks. You don't need to tie the two together, or the Yankees, as you mentioned. Yeah, okay, it's a nice night for the Yankees. There was only one thing that mattered in New York sports last night. Hate to say it. We love baseball.
The Nets getting the 8th pick?
Oh, dude, you're gonna like this one. I got to tell you this story. So now you know when we were leaving the studio yesterday. Evan comes in here. He's got his T-shirt on. Brooklyn Nets. Like, this is a big game. This is the biggest night for me. Oh, no, I'm going to be nuts tonight. And I'm like, why? What's going on? Oh, the lottery's tonight? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what we used to pay attention
exactly.
to. You mere peasants have fun with it now. We're in the Eastern Conference semis.
So I get to the game last night.
Yeah.
And Mitchell and Fort Lee actually was texting me. For whatever reason, he decides to update me on the latest in sports. And he texts me the lottery results.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, the Nets got the 8th pick. So I immediately text Evan going, dude, I'm at the game. I have no idea what's going on. What pick did the Nets
have? Did he take the bait?
He did.
Come on. No, there's no way he's that naive. Come on, man.
This is a quote. 7:24 yesterday before tip. At Knicks game, what pick Nets get? It was a disaster. Picking 8th. Can't make it up.
Oh, my God.
He goes, now I hope you lose by 50. And I sent him a Sprewell GIF, number 8, you know, Sprewell GIF. And
Evan, nice. There you go.
And Evan writes back.
You sent him Gary Carter. That might make him feel a little bit better because at least Gary's a Met number 8.
He writes back, I'm starting to think you trolled me by texting me that question.
You think, buddy? And by the way, I'm starting to think you deserve it, Evan. Trying to put him on blast and Gio on blast. Hey, it's going to come around, buddy, like
Bingo.
Boomerang. Here you go, Ev.
And now.
And with the 8th pick in the 2025 They take some European we don't even know.
Mets get the 8th pick, and then the Knicks go out there and win. And now, I mean, dude, we were talking about this before the break. The odds, not that this means anything because we know the odds coming in the series, but the odds for the Knicks, now they are the third favorite. It's Oklahoma City, the clear favorite. T-Wolves, I think, are 5-1. Knicks are 6-1 to win the NBA title.
Listen, I don't want to get too nutty here, but can you imagine Knicks-Wolves, Randall, DiVincenzo?
I don't know if I want that.
And by the way, Cat played there. I mean, whoa.
Right. Cat versus Minnesota, huge thing.
Tom Thibodeau coached there. They fired him. I want that. Because I don't want to play the Thunder. I don't think they could beat the Thunder necessarily. I'd rather take my chances with the other teams. But that is down the road. But, yeah, like everywhere you look.
I think they'd beat the T-Wolves, too.
You think they would? I think they'd beat the T-Wolves, too. I think they'd have a better chance.
I think anybody but the Thunder, I'd favor the Knicks in my gut. Like, in my mind.
Yeah, I'm not going to scream and shout that I want the Thunder. If I do, it's false bravado.
Right. And even with them, I still give the Knicks a chance. Like, I wouldn't say it's impossible, but I think any of the other teams, and by the way, like, it's the NBA Finals. There is no easy path.
No.
T-Wolves, Nuggets, Warriors, whatever, it's not going to be easy. And the paces aren't going to be easy, but just to have the hypothetical conversation, I don't know if I want, like, Randall and DiVincenzo smoke necessarily. But I think it'd be a fun matchup.
What do you think the NBA wants from a ratings perspective?
Knicks Warriors?
Well, you definitely want Knicks. I mean, there's no doubt about
Warriors?
That.
Warriors?
I mean, Steph's hurt. They're done. They're shot. They're down. They're over. I mean, Knicks Warriors ideally would be crazy. Dot the coasts.
I mean, I guess it
probably is Knicks Timberwolves.
I guess it matters how much they value OKC, right? The better, the more storylines.
Yeah.
Tibbs, former plays, Cat, Randall, DiVincenzo. That the Nova Knicks going head to head, whatever. So the storylines are within the Knicks T-Wolves.
But also geographically, the bigger markets. I mean, OKC is the least desirable market that's left.
That's the point. But OKC is the better team with the better star player in SGA.
Uh-huh.
Do you want him on full display in the NBA Finals? There's something appealing about watching OKC, the way that they play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think the NBA would probably again, I don't know what the market value is in their mind. But I think that they would probably prefer Oklahoma City just to have their star on the biggest stage with SGA.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Either way, there's a lot to juggle, and it's okay to do it. Knicks are going to be moving on.
BT and Sal on the fan. Matt is in Pennsylvania. What's up, Matt?
Let's go, boys. How are we doing today?
Good.
What's up, Matty?
I remember, Sal, I think your Knicks fandom and mine is, like, exactly the same. I'm 42 years old, so, like, my first memories of the Knicks were I was in 4th and 5th grade, not old enough to stay up late to watch it, but my dad would put a VHS tape outside of my bedroom door. I could wake up early before school and, like, watch and zip through the commercial breaks. And I remember in the Jordan years, there was one morning specifically, he didn't leave that tape in front of my bedroom door. So, like, lived through all those years, man. And I'm just like, I'm really soaking this in and really enjoying this right now, man. I feel like with Cat, like us Knicks fans from the 90s and stuff, like we got to get off this idea that he's going to be like Patrick Ewing or get his butt in the post and like play that game. Like he's not a center. He's a stretch four in the modern NBA. And he's like, he just brings a great element to this team. And like, I love Cat. I love OG. I love Bridges. Like, I just love this new like iteration of the Knicks. And like you guys hit it yesterday. You guys were spot on with the value, you know, being in the Knicks for the series. And like, I was kind of scrolling around the betting apps yesterday, looking at like OG and Bridges, when they score 15 points and the Knicks like win as an underdog for the over, like that's basically the blueprint for the Knicks to win always. And that was like 10-1. I'm like, that's like literally the blueprint for the Knicks to win. Get an OG, get in Bridges' score.
Well, but Matty, hold on. I got to disagree. The blueprint for the Knicks to win is for Jalen Brunson to be the best player on the court. Or, you know, on a night where he was the co-second best player with Jason Tatum. Everything else, I'm with you. And by the way, thanks for the call. How about Matt's dad? Matt's dad's a rock star. It's one thing to hit. I mean, it's one thing to hit the button. All right, you can watch the game when you wake up. It's on DVR. Number one, props for caring that much about the Knicks and his son and doing that. But massive props for figuring out how to record something off that stupid VCR.
Yeah.
All I remember was that 12 o'clock blinking, blink, 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 and trying to record stuff and never recording stuff.
Yeah. I don't remember recording games like that. I was watching them in real time. My father wasn't a sports fan, so I didn't have that luxury, but that's great, great job right there. I was thinking of this last night because for me, a lot of it is nostalgia. You know, I love this team, of course, but not the way that I love the 90s team. It was a different type of love. But because of their prolonged absence from relevance,
mm-hmm.
I think that this is even more special, not only because you endure all the losing. Like, I kind of was born into, or my fandom was started when the Knicks were in the midst or in the beginning of the sustained playoff run. So it was always what I expected. But to really enjoy the success, you have to taste the losing. Now, you didn't need to endure 20-plus years of losing, but I think two things are happening for fans of our age. For the younger fans, it's new, too. Even if you're 20, it's like, oh, my God, this is great. So that's happening. Fans of our age are nostalgic and reminded of how fun it is when the Knicks are winning. And also, because of the absence of having the Knicks relevant or a top team, it makes it that much more enjoyable or rewarding because we've lived through so much garbage for 25 years.
I think it's a good point, and I think it applies to St. John's. Why do you think St. John's fans love the season so much?
Right.
I mean, because you forget, you wonder, you... I mean, let's face it, as you get older, it's harder not to think, gee, am I ever going to see, you know, the championship X or my team do Y? And St. John's was there, the Knicks were there, the Jets have been there, you know, the Mets haven't won since 1986. A lot of droughts out here. So, you know, we can pretend, and I'm not ashamed to admit this, like, it's hard to maintain that laser focus energy, like, where it's like, I can't wait for this playoff game when you win every year. You become a little desensitized to it. Maybe there are certain nut jobs out there that can just keep that same energy. But to me, there's a natural inclination to have it dissipate when you're used to winning. And really, the Yankees are the only example that I could relate to. And I don't mean necessarily championships, but not that you don't appreciate 97 wins and playoff appearances and all the things the Yankees give you for the most part every year. But you expect it. And when you expect something, the appreciation erodes. Your point about the Knicks being down for so long, that gap just makes this awesome.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get to that part that I wanted to talk about before. Have the Knicks now turned the corner, meaning can we trust that the performance we saw last night with the four main contributors contributing at a high level, can that be expected to be maintained now from here on out the postseason?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.